the Oklahoma County Jail transitions into the digital age. A new food labeling law offers an extra layer of anonymity for producers, and a study reveals black bear populations in the Oklahoma Panhandle. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, April 22, 2024. I'm Jim Johnson. The Oklahoma County Jail is leaving behind pen and paper and transitioning to digital methods for record keeping. The Oklahoma newspaper reports in the coming months, jailers will switch to smartphones equipped with special software for logging site checks, detainee interactions, and incident reports. Jail officials say the move will streamline operations and improve compliance monitoring. The use of software is a standard operating procedure in many jails across the country. A new Oklahoma law will allow producers to use a label for homemade food products that does not include their addresses, phone numbers, or full names. OPMX's Anna Pope reports that Governor Kevin Stitt signed House Bill 2975, which amends the Homemade Food Freedom Act, into law late last week.
The new law is designed to provide anonymity for producers who sell homemade food products. Under the measure, homemade food product producers may get a registration number through the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry to put on their labels. This would be put in place of the current requirement that a label show a producer's name, phone number, and the address of where the product is produced. Producers will have to pay a yearly $15 registration fee. The act takes effect November 1st. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
And black bears are making a comeback to Oklahoma's landscape. KGOU's Nick Daniels reports that bears are being found in the Oklahoma Panhandle.
Often, bears are associated with the forests of southeastern Oklahoma, but new research reveals a small population also exists in the opposite corner of the state. Bailey Kleberg is a graduate student at Oklahoma State University. Using a plethora of camera traps, Kleberg and her team have been studying bears in the Black Mesa region of the Oklahoma Panhandle over the past few summers. The results reveal an estimated 26 black bears in Cimarron County. Using a strand of barbed wire to capture a hair sample, Kleberg says the bears are genetically similar to those found in northeastern New Mexico, suggesting a shared population across state borders. The cameras also snapped pictures of other mammals identified as high priority for conservation, including mountain lions, swift foxes, and a hog-nosed skunk, a secretive species that's only been documented in Oklahoma a handful of times. I'm Nick Daniels.
Thanks for making KGOU your NPR and on-demand news source. You can listen online at KGOU.org and by way of your smart speaker or favorite streaming apps, including iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and others.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.